This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In the New Testament, Jesus was introduced to the shepherds that first Christmas Eve as follows. For today in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord, Luke 2:11. The title Christ comes from the Greek word Christos, which means anointed. In a ceremony, a person appointed to a specific task was announced by having oil poured on his head. Christ was anointed by his Father when at his baptism the Holy Spirit descended upon him in the form of a dove. The Father then pronounced, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." The Hebrew equivalent for this title is Messiah. These titles are similar to the Latin Caesar, the German Kaiser, the Russian Tsar, and the Persian Shah. All of these titles indicate that the person bearing the title has been selected and installed in a special important office. Throughout the Old Testament, God promised to send his people a special Messiah to bring them salvation. The New Testament declares Jesus of Nazareth to be the one God selected for and anointed to do this special work. New Testament writers wanted their readers to discover and trust in Jesus as the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. John declared that Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in his gospel, but these were written that you may believe in him, and by believing, experience eternal life. This is what it means to be saved.